Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Let's have a word with our US correspondent, Simon Marks. He's in Philadelphia at the Democratic National Convention. Simon, good evening.
Hello, Ian. And behind me, you might be lucky enough to hear a bit of Lenny Kravitz, who is down on the stage at the moment, sound checking ahead of his performance here tonight.
You lucky man. Now, you were also lucky enough to hear Bill Clinton last night. What did he have to say? And presumably he wowed the crowd in the way that only Bill Clinton can.
Yes, I think that's absolutely right. I mean, it was in some ways an extraordinary speech because it was Bill Clinton dwelling at length on Hillary Clinton's own personal biography, as only he could really tell it. I mean, this was a speech that literally began with Bill Clinton walking up to a microphone and almost like a stand-up comedian saying, "So back in 1971... I met a girl," and then we went into a very long exposition about his courtship of Hillary Clinton, the birth of Chelsea, and then, of course, their development as a political power couple. It's interesting that Bill Clinton and the Democrats here felt the need to dwell on her resume, her curriculum vitae, to such a degree, because I think what was taking place throughout the first day of the convention, the second day of the convention here, was an attempt to reintroduce Hillary Clinton to the American public and to say, look, she's not the elitist entitled member of the 1% that you might think. She spent a lifetime in social activism, following political causes about which she cares passionately. There will be many analysts who say, look, everybody in this country has already made their minds up one way or another about Hillary Clinton. It's kind of difficult to start thinking about rebranding her, but that is very much what they're engaged in here.
Apart from Lenny Kravitz, what can we look forward to tonight at the Democratic Convention?
Barack Obama, we can look forward to tonight. He is the keynote speaker in the primetime hour of the convention, about 3 o'clock in the morning, London time.
Don't think I'll be staying up for that.
He, I think, will pick up on Bill Clinton's characterization of Donald Trump as a cartoon alternative to Hillary Clinton. And to some extent, Donald Trump has played into that. Just in the last hour, he's held an absolutely rambling press conference down in Florida, where at one point he seemed to suggest that he believes the Russian government should feel free to conduct cyber espionage against Hillary Clinton. Take a listen.
Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing. I think you will probably be rewarded mightily by our press. Let's see if that happens.
Those 33,000 emails. It is crazy stuff, and I'm sure that Barack Obama is probably engaging in a quick rewrite of the speech tonight to reflect the fact that you've got a Republican presidential candidate now who is openly saying to Vladimir Putin, "Have at it. Give it a go. Give it a try. Try and find Hillary Clinton's missing emails." That takes this election campaign even further down the rabbit hole.
Now, to people of your vintage and my vintage, the name John Hinckley will be quite familiar. He was the man that shot President Reagan back in 1981. He's been in a psychiatric hospital for the last 35 years. But we're here today. He's going to be released. Now, I imagine this is attracting a lot of comment from the American media.
It is attracting a lot of comment. They have spent some time slowly trying to reintroduce John Hinckley to life as a free man. He's engaged in sort of day release programs for a number of years now. Those have been themselves controversial. This decision to release the man who attempted to kill Ronald Reagan and indeed badly wounded Ronald Reagan is controversial. And it is another issue that Donald Trump commented on in that news conference down in Florida, saying that if he'd been president, John Hinckley would be staying behind closed doors.
Simon, thank you very much indeed. That's Simon Marks there with Lenny Kravitz in the Democratic National Convention for us.